Iraqi Americans converged outside the United Nations today to demand what they call the liberation of the Iraqi people from the regime of Saddam Hussein.
Why don't the inspections of the United Nations go to inspect Saddam's chambers of terror, chambers of torture?
A small group of demonstrators hoisted signs emblazoned with the words, "Stop Saddam's war on the Iraqi people, indict Saddam for war crimes, and Saddam is a criminal and my brother's killer." They also held pictures of victims of Saddam Hussein's mustard gas attack that killed 5,000 Kurds in 1988. 10-year-old Huda al-Masiri held a picture of two men in her hands.
"These are my two uncles. Saddam killed both of them."
The New York police presence was heavy, but Aziz Altai, chairman of the Iraqi American Council, said the demonstration would not exceed the 50-person limit allowed by permit. He says it will be enough, he hopes, to make their point.
"The United Nations has been silent. They had no action whatsoever against Saddam's crimes against the humanity. He tortures people. He's used chemicals against us. There is pictures of all the victims here. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. 200,000 missing. What did the United Nations do about it? They issued two resolutions, 688 and 1441, and they did not implement them. The United Nations that you see here is in material breach of its own Security Council resolutions."
The day-long demonstration began as Secretary of State Colin Powell, inside the UN Security Council chambers just across the street, was making the case for the use of military force to disarm Iraq. But Zainab al-Suwaji, executive director of the American Islamic Congress, says the Iraqi people are being forgotten in the quest for disarmament.
"Everybody is focusing much more on the weapons that Saddam has, and kind of not focusing on the torture and the suffering of the Iraqi people inside Iraq that they've been suffering for more than 3 decades right now. And it's about time to stop it and gain their liberation."
Ms. al-Suwaji, who fled Iraq 11 years ago, says disarming Iraq without liberating the Iraqi people will be a hollow victory. For Voice of America, this is James Donahower in New York.